Ruby, RUBY, Simpson, SIMPSON, 223, 38. Ruby is a 83-year-old woman, originally from Louisiana. She used to work as a radiology tech. She used to work as a radiology tech. She has a history of dementia, diagnosed a few years ago, hypertension. She's currently in a group home. She stays most of her time in bed in a fetal position. She's able to get up with help. She has a total ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence. She's lost weight in the past month, at least 10 pounds, period. She's confused. She's oriented to person only at this time. Medications includes Aricept, 10 milligram once a day. Amilodipine, valsartan, hydrochlorothiazide, 10, 160, 12.5, 1 tablet a day. Levothyroxine, 75 microgram, 1 tablet a day. Lipitor, 20 milligram, 1 tablet a day. And Aricept, 10 milligram, 1 tablet a day, as I mentioned. Surgery includes appendectomy, hysterectomy, family history. Mom died of heart problems. No records regarding her father. Immunization, apparently immunization is up to date. Allergy, penicillin. Patient's review of system, significant for ADL dependency, weight loss, weakness, overall debility, confusion, change in mental status, or only oriented to person, in a fetal position at this time with the only help she can get into a chair, period. Appetite has been down, weight has been diminished, has protein, calorie, malnutrition, trace edema of the lower extremity related to her low albumin, period. O2 sat 100%, pulse 71, respiration is 18, blood pressure 110 over 60, heart positive, pulse positive is 2, lungs, few bronchi, shallow breath sounds, abdomen scaphoid, neck shows muscle wasting, neurological movement in all four extremities with no lateralizing signs, skin shows decreased turgor, oral mucosa is dry. Assessment, 86-year-old woman with end-stage Alzheimer's dementia associated with weight loss, ADL dependency, confusion, found in bed 16 to 18 hours a day, ADL dependency, used to walk with a walker but no longer able to do so. A bowel and bladder incontinent, decreased appetite and episodes of choking when eating. Given the natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.